Welcome to StratCom Live, the podcast for small business and nonprofit marketing. I'm Josh Hatcher. I'm the Vice President of Client Success at Grand River Agency and one of your hosts here at StratCom Live. And listen, I want to talk to you today about Twitter analytics, because if you have been watching your analytics lately, you've probably seen something really wonky. We had a customer, and he, in the middle of the week, happened to log into his Hootsuite account and look at his analytics, which there's nothing wrong with. That's a good thing, because he's watching to see how we're doing. And they had kind of this amalgamated way to capture how many new followers you had across all of your social media channels. And when he logged in there, it said zero. And he sent us a message. He's like, "What's going on with this?" Well, fortunately, we had the time to go in and actually look at each channel and see what was happening. And he had growth in his YouTube channels. He had growth across his Facebook channels and his LinkedIn channels. But Twitter was showing a loss of followers. And there's a lot of reasons why. And I think we can talk about that. Why is Twitter losing followers? Well, first of all, people are leaving Twitter for a number of reasons. The first of which is some of them just don't like Elon Musk and what he's doing, which honestly, in my opinion, I think is kind of childish, but I don't mean to insult you if that's your deal. But my thought is Twitter is supposed to be about free speech. He's promoting free speech, even speech that you disagree with. So in my opinion, that's not necessarily the opinion of Grand River Agency or StratCom Live. In my opinion, I think that's a good thing to have freedom of speech and people having different opinions and different views. Some people might say some of it's damaging and dangerous, which is the point that some of these people are making that are leaving. They have every right to do that. That's how freedom of speech works. Regardless of all of that, and no matter what your opinion on it is, the truth is, what's happening with Twitter is right now, let's say one of your employees is going through a really messy divorce. That's going to affect his work performance, right? He's going to come to work and he's going to be, you know, a little groggy. He's going to be a little out of it. He's going to have a real hard time focusing on his job because he's dealing with a messy divorce. That's what's happening right now at Twitter. We've got people there who are just, you know, it's an organization that really is just not performing as well as the other ones. And part of it is because people are leaving. But here's the other thing. Before Elon Musk came in, Twitter had a bot problem. There were a lot of fake users who would go and like channels that would like your account so that it looked like a like for you. And to them, they were getting follows back and people going to their profiles, which was generating traffic to whatever. It was all bots. It was all fake. So it was fake bots, fake profiles. Twitter is cleaning those up. So the two things that are happening is people are leaving Twitter because they don't like Elon Musk. Or two, they're cleaning up the junk accounts. So what you're actually getting, even though it shows a negative follower count for you, you're actually seeing a more pure and realistic follower count because it's weeding out the accounts that weren't real to begin with. And I think in the end, that's going to be a good thing. It just stinks because right now, if you're looking at your Twitter analytics, it looks like you're failing. I promise you, you're not failing. Keep it up, be consistent, because that's really the secret for success with social media, is to stay consistent and to keep posting. I'm going to tell you, some people are like, "Well, I want to leave Twitter because I don't like this. I don't like all the stuff going on." Twitter right now is really good for SEO. It really is. If you share a link to your blog post on Twitter, it's going to get noticed sometimes above your actual website in a Google search. I've seen it happen where the Twitter post about your blog post had a higher ranking than your post on your website itself, because Twitter is properly formatted for SEO and it has a good relationship with search. So don't just abandon it, but rather use it. If you don't like what's happening there, if you don't agree with what's happening there, you don't want to lose your voice. You want to keep your voice and you want to use your voice effectively so that you can reach more people with your messaging. And again, Twitter in general, a lot of people just don't like it because it's a lot of drama. It's a lot of people arguing about things that they don't fully understand or they're not connected with. And I understand that. It might not be your social platform, but I think it is worth using for the sake of having a social share on each of your blog posts on your website, because Google SEO tracks social shares on your blog posts. So if you share those things, they're going to see them and they're going to recognize and give you extra cred in your search engine results if the blog posts and your website are shared on social, especially on Twitter. So I think you need to not abandon it. You need to stick with it. Yeah, that's what's really happening with Twitter, is you've got people leaving and you've got fake bot accounts getting deleted. So just don't let your analytics freak you out over the next couple months as this purge and cleanup and exodus happens. And my recommendation to you is to stay consistent with posting in there. If you don't want to post original content in there, at least copy and paste the posts that you're sharing on other social media there. You know, you don't have to be super involved in Twitter if you don't want to be, but you can use it to your advantage. That's my recommendation for you. Guys, if you appreciate what we're doing here at StratCom Live, I want you to go to our website, stratcom.live, and you'll see some amazing news and insights and some great things that are going to help you to market your nonprofit and small business. That's what we really want to help you do. And if you need more resources for that, understand that StratCom Live is like a division. It's a part of a bigger enterprise, which is Grand River Agency, which is the company that I work for. And what we do is we help nonprofits and small business get their message out. So I'm hoping that we're giving you value that you can use, but I want you to know that if you go to our website and get in touch with us, we want to be able to not only give you more value, but we also want to be able to help you. That's what we do. Look, honestly, if you just have a question and you're like, look, I don't really want to pay these guys right now, that's fine. You've got a question, shoot us a message. I'll try to do my best to answer it. I know Kelsey will try his best to answer it, because we want to help you get your message out there. That's what we want to do. So go to grandriver.agency and stratcom.live and make sure that you send us a message, because we'd love to hear from you. Also, guys, if you like this podcast, if you like the things you're learning, please listen to the other episodes, like, share, subscribe, post it on your social, send it to somebody else that would also appreciate what they're hearing here from us at StratCom Live. Guys, we all have a story to tell. Let's tell it well.